KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute. I had a few people using the free check-in function on the repeater. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, they're at Traveler's Rest. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Pat, down in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And KC, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he's over in Easley tonight. Appreciate all these fine folks using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I hope all y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Name here is Fred, currently in Pelzer, and 7-3 all on the net. I'll be negative tonight.
4DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve, here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Negative and negative. We're going to probably hang around for the swap net, though. Saying good evening, sending 73 to you, and all on the net.
KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. Be negative and negative. Just want to say hello to you and Fletch. I'll be seeing you later.
KI-4DOS, please check in, Kilo 4. Yankee number Golf, Fletch and Easley. Special hello to Jim over in Pelzer. And
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K04NNH. Mr. Fred, he's down in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And K4ZZX, that's Mr. Steve, he's over there at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's over in Pelzer. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al down there in Malden. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight, hope everyone's doing well. And KW4TS, Jim, are you doing okay? Are you having some more problems?
I'm doing okay. I got to do some blood work this week, and then next round of chemo starts Monday. But, you know, so far so good, right? KW4TS, clear.
Hey, Jim, you hang in there, and hope everything goes well. Get that blood work done and then go take care of that other stuff on Monday. I hope it doesn't affect you like the last one did. But you take care, Jim. Good to have you with us tonight. Additional EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina.
And Never Lake, say good evening. KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, you with?
Hey, Jared. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. Hey, we'll be in and out.
Oscar, November Oscar, Rena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Pima, I'll be negative and negative.
A-D-O-S. Please check in at Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Followed up your own pit lane mowing and infant. I'll stick around for the swap then, and I'll stick around for a little ride, too. Hey, I'm over DOS. We're in 2-meter net. Like I say, good evening to WB4MOU. Best Ron. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KK4ONO. That's Miss Marina. And her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen in Edmond. And there was a double with Walt. If I didn't read your call back, try it again. We'd love to get you in the logbook tonight. I appreciate all you fine folks being with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Granville County. I'll be native and negative, 730U1 Air 1 the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Never like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Got another Echo Link station up, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. So maybe Mark will check in with me in a little bit. In the meantime, we'll move up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all in the net.
Sound like you got that all to yourself tonight. WN4S, Mr. Chris up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Gary. Good evening to yourself and me. If you will please check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Gary, hello to yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue.
KI4 DOS, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, but listening for a bit. 7-3, Gary, thanks for calling the net.
To Mr. Mark down there in Simpsonville. Via text message. He said he tried it with audio, but it didn't go through. But we got you in the log here, Mark. Appreciate you sending me a text message. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
You blabber with somebody, Gary.
recheck, did you copy my KPN?
Yeah, I got you, Stephen. KA4PQA. I think I double with you. But we got you in the log here, buddy. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Thanks, say good evening to W4AKG, Mr. AK, my neighbor over here in Easley. Thanks for the information there, AK. didn't know I was doubling with somebody, probably Stephen, but we got him in the log and got you in here as well now. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
He was giving the check-ins there, so you might need to do that again.
Alrighty, I don't know where the double came in, but I'll go back up a little bit in the log here. I've got WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. I got W2MJB, Mr. Mark, via text message on Echo Link down in Simpsonville. And WN4S, that's Mr. Chris up in Lyman. And KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. And Mr. AK, neighbor of mine over here in Easley, W4AKG. Did I get them all, AK?
I think so. There was somebody checked in as you were giving that out. I don't know who it was. I missed that. But anyway, I'll have something for the swap net, too, when you get there. Thank you, Gary. W4AKG.
AK, I'll be back to you when we get to that to the swap net portion of the net. Where were we? Let's try Q through T, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Just check in Kilo November 4, uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY. Be answering to negative. Thanks for calling on that. Good evening to everybody on the net. 73.
Think you got that group to yourself tonight. KN4UPY, Mr. Hanson down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, let's go back over to the EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. I'm checking in from Southern Utah tonight.
And that would like to say good evening to KN4HTP, Miss Wendy out there in Southern Utah tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. You stay safe out there and have a safe trip back to the house. Let's move up in the alphabet to the A through D group, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good morning, Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Wissey. My handle is Roland. We're in Pickens, and I'm a first-time check-in.
DOS. Group 4, Bravo Delta Mike. It's Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and standing by for swap meet. I need to remove one item.
If you will, please check in and out Kilo Oscar 4, Indio Sierra Golf KO4, ISG, Danny, over here in Gastonia, Gaston County, North Carolina. 73 is from yours to mine. Y'all have a good night now.
Check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4 AO, Steven over in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo Alpha 1, Juliet Foxtrot Bravo. Yes, Gary, this is me, Joe. I changed my call sign and thought I'd do something a little different in my senior year. So I went from the end of the list to the beginning. I think I made a mistake, but that's my initials. Check me in, Gary, please. Thank you.
KI4DOS.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
GOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net tonight.
F4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Rolling over there in Pickens. Somebody double with you right as you started, but I missed your call. Give me your call, sir.
Okay, this is Roland. Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. We're located in Pickens. I'm a first-time check-in, and I have no traffic, no comments, and just standing by for anybody's got any comments.
All righty, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. We start the net at 9 o'clock each night with a different net controller. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Next, I'd like to say good evening to KO4BDM. That's Mr. Jim over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Be back to you to update your items for the swap net in just a little bit. Hope you're doing well. And KO4ISG, that's Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. And KY4AO, that's Mr. Stephen down in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. And KA1JFB, that's Mr. Joe. He's up there in Easton, Ollie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Got another EchoLink station up, EchoLink station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Echo Foxtrot, Barry and Central. I have no announcements and no comments, but I need to remove one item off the swap meet, Gary. So thank you so much.
Never like to say good evening. KY4EF, Mr. Barry down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Barry, and I'll be back to you to get your updated items for the swap net just a little bit. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and for HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight, Gary.
KI4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, negative and negative night, Gary. Everybody stay dry tomorrow night.
Yes. E-N-D, Buddy and Taylor. Hello, Gary. Everybody on the net.
DOS. This is Dan, WB4, Fox, Echo, and how
do
you copy?
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Buddy. Tell Pat we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. And Dan, you got a little bit of a hum on there. Sound like an AC power supply hum. I could copy you, over.
Roger that. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. This is a different radio I'm on tonight. Checking it out. So, thank you, Gary. WB4FEE.
Well, it's working, but like I said, you got a little hum in there. So
sound like a power supply hum, but hope you can get that straightened out. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That'd be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
DOS. I hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS. Don't know where you are, Gary. I'm late getting in. It's Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf, K4 SUG Race, 12 Resist, no traffic.
OS. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim at Traveler's Rest, I'm negative and negative, and 73 to all on that.
4 DOS. 10 Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KO4LAO, that's Mr. Jim. He's also up at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy, and she was sitting in the other room reading a book. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan and Grimble. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
And I would like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Mr. Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS. Boy, please check in. KG4PFI, Don. KG4QLQ, Linda. We're still down here in Piedmont. Good evening to you and Joy and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
KI4DOS. Check in KO4HKX.
I just opened windows and I'll be in and out. Checked in or tried to check in. I did not get you. You're right down on my noise level. Try it again. If you boost your power, boost it up. If you're on an HD, move around a little bit. Love to get you in the log tonight. Try it again.
KI4DOS.
4IYJ. All right, Kilo Oscar 4, India Yankee Juliet. Yeah, I thought that's what I heard, but I'm going to put it down. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. And KO4AKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. Patrick, did I get your call right?
Call is KO4-3-0-X-ray.
Correct there, Patrick. Thanks for letting me know there, young man. Good signal down there from Penrose. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
This is Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Cameron and Greenville. I will listen in for the duration, and if you say hello to you, enjoy.
Say good evening. KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the kids we said hello. Hope y'all are all doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor's. Negative and negative.
DOS. And Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu, Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff, Greenville, South Carolina.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4JQY. Mr. Joe over at Taylor's tonight, Joe. And KC8ZYB, Mr. Jeff, and he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Sounds like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had a few folks that either had something or wanted to update something, so we'll grab those first and then we'll go from there. First up is W4AKG, my neighbor AK over here in Easley. AK, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
Yes, okay, Gary. I want to put that power supply that I had on here before, I want to put it back on here with a little less cost. Anyway, it's an Astron, it's the linear power supply, 70 amp. It's model number RS70A, 70 amp Astron linear power supply. This thing's heavy. It weighs 48 pounds. But anyway, yeah, I looked it up today. That thing sells anywhere from like $375 to $400. But anyway, I'm going to get $225 for it. $225 on the power supply. My phone number, 864-509-6653, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thank you, sir. Do a good job. W4AKG.
AK, you have for sale an Astron RS70A. That's a 70-amp linear power supply, weighs 48 pounds. That is a monster. But if you want to run everything in your shack off one power supply, that would be the thing to do it with. And you would like $225 for it, correct?
I forgot to add. It's in excellent shape. It looks good, and it works exactly like it's supposed to. Thank you, sir.
Okay, buddy. And the folks can reach you at 864-509-6653 between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Does anyone need any fills on this Astron RS-70A power supply that AK just listed? But as usual, we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this power line, let me know, and that way I can take it back off my book again. If somebody's got a 4/8 stone to run two power supplies on, they can hook it up to that one and work it real well. Okay, buddy. Anything else?
Thank you, sir. W4AKG, tell Miss Joy I said hello.
So we said hello. Next up is Mr. Jim, KO4BDM, over there at Taylor's. Jim, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
Well, I've got two items listed. The signal generator I need to remove. And I've got the HW10 digital frequency and a microphone, power supply, all the prints on CD. And I'd like to get about 500, or trade for something that I could use.
Hey, Jim, we'll remove the Fluke 6080A signal generator, and we'll continue to run the Heathkit HW101 with the new finals in it, with a power supply, with a digital frequency counter on it, a module, with a D104 microphone and a additional microphone head, and you want $500 for it, correct?
That is correct, and it also comes with the power supply that's been upgraded, so it performs flawlessly.
I got your contact information at 864-435-3503, correct?
That's affirmative.
All righty, buddy. I appreciate you letting me know about the signal generator, and we will continue to run the HW101. Does anyone need any fills on this Heathkit HW101 that Jim's got listed? Up is Mr. Barry, KY4EF. Barry, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
Great. This is KY4EF Barry over in Central. I have had listed a Zaiju 5105. Well, I sold that today, so I'll be taking that off the list. So I just wanted to let everybody know.
Barry, we will remove that QRP radio, the Zaiju 5105, and we'll continue to run this Kenwood CS4125 scope with the cables and all that for $50, correct?
That's correct. Thank you so much.
All righty, Barry. Well, thank you much for letting me know about the Zaiu. Glad that you got it sold. Does anyone need any fills on this Kenwood CS4125 oscilloscope that Barry has listed? Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
DOS? I almost forgot about you tonight. Please check in AA4RM, Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. My name's Robert. I'm in Easley 2, negative and negative.
Yes. WD4DYH, Johnny. Travelers rest, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, everyone.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to AA4RM. That's my neighbor Robert over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. And tell Miss Bonnie we said hello. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Hope you're doing well. Tell Kathy we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net, continuing. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a CD44 rotator and control box with 55 feet of connecting cable. It would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a 30-foot push-up mast and rotator. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's 60 feet of rod 25 tower with the top section and the base section and a hazer. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Ringo Ranger AR2. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. It's a 2-meter mobile. They would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that listen to the reading of the SwapNet book, and appreciate all those folks that listed items and removed items. That helps me keep my book straight. I really do appreciate that. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. See who's first on the rag you list tonight. That would be Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down in Malden. Al, what have you been up to today? For MLN, Al, you still around? Come back to Al in a little bit. Next up is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen. What have you been up to today, Walt?
My daughter came down here to my shack this morning and said, Daddy, I got to run to Walmart. I'll be back in a little while. That was a perfect opportunity for me to get my fan dipole antenna up. She had a fit when she come back here and seen the apex of it up there about 50 feet in this big oak tree. She thought I'd climb the tree. I ain't stupid. I got my rod and reel out with a 30-pound test line on it and put a 5/8 socket on there. First cast went right across the limb I was aiming for. So I got that one up, and I've got a 20-meter double bazooka I'm wanting to get up, and then I got a 6-meter dipole. I'm going to try to get it up tomorrow if I can get her away from me, because she's got me unpacking boxes. I told her, my stuff's in my bedroom. I sleep in there. My clothes are in there. I got a TV in there. I'm in the camper in my shack, Gary. But I couldn't believe it. I had 49 people check in last night on Tuesday night. That's the most I've had to check in, Gary.
I tell you, sound to me like you've been a busy feller today. Glad you got your fan dipole up. Heard you check in on sideband net tonight. It was sounding good. So I guess it's working. That's a good thing. A 20-meter double bazooka. I've thought about trying to make a couple of those double bazookas, but I hadn't done that yet. Probably won't at this point in time, but You never know. I get out there, I love playing with antennas and that sort of thing. But, golly, having to help your daughter unpack and get situated in a new house and get everything unboxed and put away, I tell you, I think that's harder than packing the stuff up to start with, Walt.
Friend of mine to move my shack, and this lot, it slopes down pretty sharp, and when he backed it up in here, I thought I had everything that would fall. I thought I had it laying in the floor, but I've got the living room in here. Well, it used to be a living room. I got a big old oak desk in here with all my radio equipment on it. And back there in the bedrooms, I've had groceries, dishes, pots and pans. I got stuff strolled everywhere. I told her today, I said, you hurry up, get the house straightened up. Yeah, and then you can come down there and help me with my shack. But that ain't going too well.
Understand that, Walt. Well, I hate it that you had some stuff turn over. You try your best at the packing and that sort of thing. And most of the time, it works out real well. But every once in a while, there'll be a box or two or something that you forgot to brace up or tie down or something. It'll turn over. But I hate that for you, but I do understand the process. But I'm glad you're about to get your shack all straightened back out again and getting all your antennas back up. That's first priority, Walt, when you move. The ham station's got to go back up. Well, the first thing that goes up is the bed. The second thing goes up is the ham station.
My little four-year-old grandson's about to drive me crazy wanting to go fishing. But I like fishing. But up here, I can sit here and look out the window at the lake, and they people out there, the other day it was pouring rain, and I heard a boat coming up the lake, and they was a guy water skiing. It cold, windy, pouring rain, and the lake is solid orange. It's nothing but mud, and there's a public pier right above the house here, and I don't care what time, day or night, sun shining, pouring rain, there's always people out there fishing, Gary.
The fish don't know it's wet, Walt. They don't know it's raining. I imagine they hear it on the water or feel the vibrations of it or whatnot, but they don't care if it's raining or not. I don't believe I'd be out there water skiing. I think I must have had a couple of those lakes mixed up. I know Lake Robinson has a horsepower limit on the motors that you can have on the boats. I thought Lake Bowen did too, does it not?
That's 150 up here. Lake Robinson, it's less, a whole lot less, I think.
Like 10 or 12 something horsepower, something like that. It's little bitty engines down there on Lake Robinson. I do know that, but I couldn't remember about Lake Bowen. And you said somebody was water skiing. That's goodness gracious. I got something mixed up in my brain over here. I have to straighten it out. But I'm like you, Walt. I don't know that I'd have been out there water skiing. I have been fishing out there when it was raining and sleeting and snowing and all that sort of stuff. And I was fishing for a striped bass. They like that kind of weather. When it gets that cold and you got to reach over and knock the ice out of the eyes of your fishing pole, it's getting a bit brisk.
Fishing up in Rhode Island, I've seen people out there drilling holes through the ice, and they built little shacks on runners they'd drag out there, and they'd sit out there for hours and hours fishing in that hole. They got this deal, it looks like a big rat trap. When the fish hits it, the flag flies up and they go over there and just picked the trap up with the line. That ain't fishing to me, Gary.
I understand what you're saying, Wolf. That wouldn't necessarily be fishing to me either. But, you know, they own those shacks that they pull out there that that they sit in. They got heaters and all that stuff in there. Our buddy up there in South Dakota, he said that he seen them with TVs and all kinds of stuff in there. You know, they'd go in there and put on a pot of coffee and fix them something to eat and kick back and watch TV. And the floor's got a hole in it, and it goes down through the, you know, through there and then through the ice. And they sitting there nice, toasty, warm, fishing and watching TV. That wouldn't be too bad.
Down in Florida, my boss man, he came up to me one day and he said, Walt, Friday, said, I want to go fishing. Said, you will feel like roughing it this weekend? He said, I'll pay for everything. And he had this other guy that worked with me. He wanted to go. John's idea of roughing it, he had a Winnebago with satellite TV, everything on it. And he called that roughing it. I had a four-man tent with sleeping bags. That was roughing it to me.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen. Well, Walt, I'll tell you, my wife's idea of roughing it is staying in a hotel with no room service. I would like to, I hadn't done it in years and years, but I would like to do it before I get too much older. Yeah, drive up in the mountains and find a good place so nobody would bother my vehicle. Either that or have somebody take me up there and I'll get out and take my weapon and a few things that I feel like necessary in a backpack and just let me out and I'll come back and pick me up about a week later. Now I can rough it now. I don't have to have a tent or a sleeping bag. That does make it nice, but, you know, sometimes that gets a lot of weight to it. And if you just want to go walking through the woods and hunting, that ain't necessarily a good thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing either, because if you got a nice dry tent to where you can get in out of the rain and a sleeping bag where you can stay warm, that makes a big difference a lot of times.
Something like that about 5 years ago. My brother lived down on Lake Greenwood, and my job had run out, and we had about a month off before we were going to start another job. And I went down there to my brother's, and we went out on his pontoon fishing, and we were coming back into his house, and he said, "You see that island out there?" I said, "Yeah, what about it?" He said, "I've always wished somebody would come down here and go out there and let's put a tent up and camp out and fish." And we got back to his house. I loaded my stuff in the car, came back to Greer, and I had two unemployment checks in the mail. I went to the bank and cashed them, took off back to Greenwood. I got back down there. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Man, you wouldn't go camping." He said, "Yeah, but not on just the spur of the moment." I said, "Well, I did." But he took me out there on that island, and I stayed out there on that island. I was the only human being out there. I stayed out there for a full week, Gary. That was the most peaceful, relaxing vacation I ever had.
That, Walt, and you know, when there ain't nobody around to bother you, and you got a little salt and pepper and some coffee out there, and you can catch what you need to eat out of the pond, that'd be the way to do it.
up there every evening to see if I needed to go down to the bait shop. And then he'd get what fish I'd caught and cleaned. I had them on ice, and he'd take them back home and have them for me there when the week was up. But I really enjoyed that, Gary. I'm going to say 73s now. Oh, I bought another radio. I bought a Yaesu FT221R, 2-meter base. And I got the digital readout with it, but I fired it up the other day on 146.610 and hollered for a radio check, and the guy said it was like I was talking on the output frequency. But the digital readout said 146.610, so I've been kind of scared to get back on it.
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular radio, but, you know, just check it when you turn it back on, when you key up, make sure it says 146.010 when you transmit, and, you know, because that's the input to the repeater, and, yeah, you can talk on the output. People can hear you if they're close enough with for simplex. But, you know, just make sure that all the offset is set in it, and that's all you got to worry about.
Here, it's got a switch on there saying auxiliary, and that's in the up position, and you push it down, and it's the minus 600 offset. So, I'll tell you what am I thinking about? I got a MFJ antenna analyzer here with a freak counter in it. I'll wrap that thing around the coax tomorrow, and I'll see what's going on, Gary. Appreciate you helping me there with that offset, though. But maybe that's where it was messing up. I'll try it with a frequency counter on it tomorrow. And I'll say 73s and let somebody get up on the stop now. Good talking to you, Gary.
Enjoyed it. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. Hope you get that thing straightened out and find out what's going on with it. I know you will. But I wish you a lot of luck with it, and hope I was a little bit of help. Don't know that it was, but hope I was. In the meantime, you take care, and we'll say 73 to you for now. Have a good evening there, Walt. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS.
Please check in, Kilo November 4, Unicorn Bravo Golf. KN4 UBG, Big Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. And just to let y'all know, if y'all hear me during the week or so, I'm out for about 10 days. And plus 72 hours. Went and tested positive yesterday for the COVID-19. So I'm out of work. So y'all might hear me and y'all might not hear me, but just, you know, everybody keep you prayers on everybody here at the house, because there's four of us that has it. And I hope I never see it again, I'll put it that way.
I'm not in very good health. Don't worry about it. You're right.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Sorry that you tested positive, but hopefully it won't be anything major, and hopefully we'll hear you on the radio in the next little bit. Sorry you got to be quarantined, but I do understand why they're doing that. But in the meantime, you take care of yourself and just do the best you can, and we'll put you on our prayer list. Yeah. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. Go ahead.
got this phone here, replaces it. It's far out of Motorola. It's an easy one to set up. I prefer kind of receive to set it up. Another thing I need to do, do you have any time to want to pick it up? So I'll have 10 minutes. I got the 706. I need the right, I can't find the right plug right now. I don't think I've moved the thing up. I think it might not have gone to fly off. I really need to know. Still a little time. The antenna is actually on the tower. I got it up there. Cable fed to it. I don't have the other thing about it. That's a little more of a project, but the antenna is on the tower. Coax feeding it for the antenna, the 2 meter. So I want to see if my port transmitter up or not.